Councilman Reggie Gaffney says he called the meeting to give his constituents a chance to explain to his colleagues why they oppose the settlement. He echoes their opinions, saying he has nothing against disabled people, but that the settlement process lacked community input, and he thinks the city could win if it took the case to court.
I've been told by a couple of my constituents that individuals now wants to move out of Springfield because just being afraid that if we, the city, will allow this overlay to come down or reclassify, the community is afraid that this community may be saturated like it was 30 years ago with a bunch of ALF and special need housing there.
ALF stands for Assisted Living Facilities, and the overlay he's referring to is a zoning plan for the neighborhood. The U.S. Justice Department found Springfield's historic overlay violates the Americans with Disabilities Act by banning certain group homes from operating. City lawyers then hammered out a $2 million deal with Disability Rights Florida and Ability Housing that includes legal fees, plus a grant for permanent supportive housing, and changes to the zoning code. Residents say that last piece could have far-reaching negative implications on the neighborhood's vitality. Not so, says city lawyer Jason Teal.
It's definitely not fundamentally upending the overlay. I mean, really all this does is it removes the ban on those special uses that pertain to housing for persons with disabilities.
City Council must approve the settlement by the end of April or face the nonprofits and DOJ in court. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.